Gough. Thank you very much, Gough. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Right. We have a beautiful Lavona outside. Just, we've got a mitzvah of Kiddush Lavona, but also be careful, it's quite icy outside. A mitzvah of Benishmarat Moedon and Nafshisechem. Just take it easy. Don't get too excited when you jump up for Kiddush Lavona. Don't get too excited, you might slip. Here's the question. You've got a Zoe. A lot of times, people have groups. Very choshev people get together, and they decide that they want to finish Tehillim for a certain cause. This one for Shidduch, this one for Refuah, this one for Parnosa, various different causes. Very well, good-meaning people, and you can applaud them. The question is, when it comes to doing such a group on Shabbos, and there are very many in town that I know, that have groups that prepare, they have very well geared up, using WhatsApp, using whatever they use, and it's very effective. There's nothing more to say. But Shabbos presents a problem. Shulchan Aruch mentions that there's an issue to daven for a chola or for anything on Shabbos. So your starting point could be there's a bit of an issue. Now, if you're talking about a chola sheyesh b'sakana, it might not even help. Even a chola sheyesh b'sakana, let's say a group is davening for a person, unfortunately he's got an illness, a deadly illness, but the Shulchan Aruch is quite specific in what he allows the daven for. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Peches, he says, even though you're allowed to daven for a yochid, which has got a tzora, but the type of tzora is kol chola sheyesh b'sakonas hayoim. That word hayoim is extremely important. The Beis Yosef explains it very, very clearly what he means, and the Mishnah Berurah explains as well. It means that it's time sensitive for today. A person has a heart attack, cardiac arrest, a stroke. These sort of things are where a person is intensive care sort of thing, or close to that. That is where the Shulchan Aruch allows a person to daven. So your starting point is that Shulchan Aruch says, Ein soyakim, you don't cry out with tefillah. Halei masrim boy, al shum tzara, any tzara that a person has, you don't daven for it. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that even if a person says Tehillim for that purpose, that's included in this issa of Ein Soyakim. The idea of Ein Soyakim, what's the idea of it? Why not on Shabbos? I thought it's a good idea. You've got a whole long Shabbos afternoon sometimes, especially in the summer, in the winter, in the nighttime. You want to go through a Yom, you want to go through Yom Shabbos Kodesh of Tehillim. It's a beautiful thing. It's something which Shimshon Pinkas always used to say, that the old generation were just holding the Tehillim all the time. That's what he used to describe at Alta Mama. So this is the idea is, because on Shabbos a person can't make his spirits low in any way, shape or form. We've discussed this in the past, where a person reads material which is a bit disturbing, it's a bit hair-raising. That's something which can't be done on Shabbos. To say a very heart-wrenching story or a very disturbing story is something which you can't do on Shabbos. So this is as well the idea, not to daven. Can you imagine? Tefillah, we're putting away on Shabbos, partially because we don't want to bring down our level, the spirit of our level, the level of our spirit. So Mishnah Berurah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa says. So it's very clear for a chola sakonas, a real major emergency sakona, call it, sakonas hayoim, shteit mefurish v'shulchan aruch allowed to. The question is, a lot of times it's not the case. You don't often hear about it on Shabbos, for it to be sakonas hayoim, mamish imminent major sakona. A lot of times, unfortunately, people have illnesses which takes months, and it's very tricky. But it's not sakonas hayoim, and that presents an issue in halacha to daven for. It's a very interesting concept, that you have something saying, don't daven. So the chora, the svarach itzone is that it's a problem. To daven for chola, and forget about chola. Talking about a person who wants to daven for a friend, for anything, for any tzorich whatsoever. Some people get together for Yanim's Parnosa, for Yanim's Shidduch, whatever it is. So the starting point is a bit of an issue. I'm just going to mention three points that there might be a mokum lahatir. Rav Moshe Feinstein gives a nice hetter, in which case the chola, the person who's going through an illness, or a person going through a tzora, well, an illness, he himself requests of you to daven for him. The Shuvah is from Moshe Chelik Aleph Kufay. That's a specific heter. We will allow you to honor his request and to daven if he requests from you. And he's got a raya, he says, because it helps him. It'll help him for his illness. It'll help him recover. If only if it's a chole sheyesh b'sakona. Right, so he says, if it's not sakona sayom, if it's not emergency, it's not imminent sakona, he says, the only heter I can think of is if he asks you yourself. If he asks you himself, Shabatzmei Bikesh, he himself asks, Shispalu, V'yoyim Motehilim, V'hu Masukon, has to be Masukon, then Yesh Lochosh Letreifas Das. If he thinks that people are just not adhering to him, then he might get put off. And we know that the spirit of a chola is extremely important. Like you find that you can even be over Isurim of Darabonon on Shabbos for Kinyon. You can make a Kinyon on Shabbos to make him calm down. You find that a person can even give a get on Shabbos for him to calm down, that his wife shouldn't be bound to his brother, which is for Yibum. You find certain things that you're allowed to do on Shabbos for Poshut Tiruf Hadas, it should be calmer. Says Rav Moshe, if he specifically asks from you, that's okay. However, he ends off, if he didn't ask himself, other people are good doers, very good doers, which are asking you to join. Also, he says he can't think of a way. You could talk about a person who's unfortunately got a chodesh yet masukun, right? And everyone's getting together to daven for him. The mice on Shabbos, we don't find that heter. If he asks you himself, then there's a mokum lahati to give him the chizik. So that's the interesting heter that you have. Heter number one is that if you have that the chole himself asks, that would be a heter, but only by a chole. With the other tzorachim, if a person who needs a other tzorach, paranosa comes to you, please can you finish this capital for me to find a job, right? So that you don't find. You don't find the heter of Tiruf Hadas. Tiruf Hadas is limited to a chole.
Say the chole is asked you on Wednesday, stand Wednesday, we
right, you mean maybe even Rav Moshe is limited to when he asks you to daven on Shabbos. That could be. I mean, that's interesting. No, you're right. You could stretch the idea. Just by the way, sakona sayem could also mean if a person has an operation, unfortunately. Yeah. Rav Moshe's extra added is only if he himself asks of you as a toiva. So you're asking maybe only on Shabbos. Maybe if he asks you on Sunday and there's time to get your Tehillim done before Shabbos, it could be Rav Moshe won't apply. You're right.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Only if it has to be a sakona, but as long as it's, it doesn't have to be a sakona. That's the whole oifta of Rav Moshe. That's Rav Moshe's truva. Fascinating truva. It's so funny to get so technical about these halachas. When fakir, a lot of people, you see people which are fakir, they're arranging them. I've seen them by the dozen. They're arranged. It's an amazing thing. But I think it's kedai, possibly maybe ideally to, you can reorganize the groups. Maybe fakir to find a group, find a chodesh yesh b'sakona for Shabbos, where the other days not. There's ways of doing it. Or fakir, leave out Shabbos altogether. Yom Tov, a lot of places will say it's the same, but Pashas should be the same. If I can't, Yom Tov could be worse. There's more of a mitzvah of Simcha. Shabbos, you don't find a mitzvah of Simcha. Oh, there's a special heter, That's already Kayadua. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has a special heter. You're right, according to the Vilna Gaon, you're not allowed to cry, you're not allowed to pakoshes on Yom, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a no-no, according to the Gaon. Most of you don't follow that. That's a whole Torah in itself. Takes the Rosh Hashanah to explain that. You've got here, next, so that's heter number one, when the chole himself asks from a person. The heter number two is, which is a very, very shvera zach. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach, he says, as a svara, when you're just saying Tehillim, and it's not noticeable from what you're saying, that you're saying it letzorech chole, don't say against a mishaberech afterwards, you're just saying, kapitel, can you say kapitel kuf till kuf hey? You take your slot of your sixth kapitlach. So, Zorav Shlomo Zalman, yesh mokum lahokul kasha'im bebechidas, yisayim bechidas, she'einoi nika, it's not noticeable, she'oimroi l'schus ha'chola, that you're doing it l'schus ha'chola. This is a very shvera kula, which Rav Moshe clearly doesn't take on. Rav Moshe's whole tshuva was about Tehillim, and he's assuming that you can't, or Chashochan assumes you can't, Chaznish explicitly said you can't. It's a shvera kula to say that the whole Shulchan Aruch, when it says ein tzorakim, is only when it's nikah that what you're saying is clearly for that tzorah. You go through a whole page in Shulchan Aruch, a long Bais Yosef, every Torah here, Hazazach, someone should have said it. It's a massive chiddush. Shlomo Zalman said it. It's a pele. It's a kimta of the whole sif. Bemet of a mamurim. Only when it's nika from the tzi'oka that you're doing it. It's like, oh gosh, man. Oh, very good. Mishabura addresses the Mishabirach. Mishabura says, how can you make a Mishabirach? I thought you. Very good, very good. Mamashimzach. Mishabura says, he's got a problem. How can you make a Mishabirach? So he says that the heta is because you add in Shabbos Himilizoik Rufu Krovaloi. There's a special heta Mishabirach coupled with the Svara that is not even a tefillah, it's a bracha. So that it's got a separate rules, Mishabirach. Tefillah, including Tehillim, has its own problems where it says your starting point is Ein Tzoyakim. Tzaoka, okay, even if you say Tehillim in a way, it's not Tzaoka, Tzaoka is an expression of Tefillah. That is your starting point, which Lachor is a problem. So, Heta number two is Goshvach, you have Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach. It's not clear in what context he said it, it's not his own Shuva. Yeah, it's found in the footnote of the Halicha Shlema. That is a Musogov, if you're saying Tehillim is not Nika, no. So, the third Heta is very interesting. Also, this is I saw brought down from Reb Berkowitz. He said the interesting thing. He said that people who group together to say Tehillim, their primary intention is to get together and be mechazik themselves and say Tehillim. Novos, to give it the extra boost, they blame it. They put it onto a tzorech. Be'etzem Tehillim is a good thing, right? We all said when we were younger, said Chavras Tehillim, went to Tanam Adas, we had a Chavras Tehillim group, it was a beautiful thing. Tehillim is, by default, it's a good thing to say Tehillim. Not us to give it a chizik, to give it a shtup, you say it, tzorich this, tzorich that, give it a shtikel a tzura, you're saying it lechvayd this. Again, it's one of these svaras, yeah, which, seken zayin, seken nish zayin, I don't know. If that's the case.
If this group was organized for this training, then it's not the case.
Right. So firstly, you're saying subjective to how it was set up. If it's set up just for this case, then you're right, you won't have that heta. I think it could be he's referring to groups that just like to say Tehillim. The Tehillim says.
Call somebody. They've got a list of all of them.
Exactly. So I think it's quite limited. I think this kula is limited. So again, I think the only real heta that we have is Ramosha. Ramosha Goshtak. If he asks you specifically, that could be a good heta to go ahead and say it. Which is only, it doesn't happen just before Shabbos.
Every day they're doing groups of Tehillim.
Yeah.
Shabbos, I know.
Again, Rav Simcha, this is something. This is what I think. I know about this. I know it's going on. And I think it's something which is a shtikel piritza. I do know, listen, it's very hard to word it. You have to know how to word it. Let me just add one more perspective to this. Ramosha Sternbach and his Tshuva, he writes beautifully always. But he writes when they get to Tehillim for Cholim, Shein by Sakona, well, even if it's Sakona, but it's not Sakona Sayim. He says, Mispalal is Roi Limnoya. It would be the best thing to avoid it on Shabbos. Sha'osul is Palal Tzorochov. Right? There he throws in a very 2024 heta. Nowadays, we're full of, that's what he's saying, chatoim, margishim onu kesha sakona. We feel that things are not right. There's a feeling in the air, things are not right these days. Saying over, it's a shasa sakona. Va'ulai lachin yashnu agiloyma tehirim levakash rachamim. Yeah, therefore, Efshay Kibi Mekel. Again, I'm bringing to you. Yeah, so he's saying, Ki'ilu, like, what better will he be doing Shabbos afternoon? This is our logic out there. Is it better than nothing? I don't know. Listen, we all understand what he's saying. We know what it is. The problem is, it's very difficult when it comes to these sort of things to make judgments. I'm not the one to judge these things. All I can say is that your starting point with these Shailas is I'll start with the Shulchan Aruch, is a Gemara. It's Tanoim. They speak about the Shaila. In Tzorakim, all the protim, can use a shofar, not use a shofar, Mekoinen. All these protim, it's Masrin, Tanis, all these different Lashonis that you find. One thing is clear, the whole Heta is only Sakona Sayoim. And it's clear that it has to be a Sakona Sayoim, an imminent Sakona. How much you stretch that to imminent Sakona, you know, everyone has to stretch it. Maybe Lav Dafka has a heart attack, maybe it could be something which is. Whatever, but you get the idea. Something which is just a Chayla, unfortunately, Chaylam. But certainly that's something that you have to do either before Shabbos or after Shabbos. I think it's a beautiful point to bring out. And the idea is that Shabbos, the zechus of Shabbos, but I think if you look at it this way, if I can add this, a balabatish svara, if I may, that there is a concept out there that the kiyum of Hilchos Shabbos can be sometimes more of a zechus than something that you want to find a heter. Again, that sounds like I'm trying to navigate it one way more than the other. But there is a zak concept. Being keeping to Rosh date could be more the zechus of the choyla. Very good. Because that's based on Reish Pei Zayin. That has got a bit of a history. Misha Berach has got a separate shmuz. Misha Berach is mitzayin to it because Reish Pei Zayin is a special funny halacha. Bekoshi hitiru lanachim aveilim or levake choyim b'shabbos, and there's a special heta because koshi hitiru, and you say this nusach, there's a special heta. It goes together with the Misha Berach. It's not so when it comes to Tehillim, which lechori the starting point is a shtikel shveh. That's I think it's just interesting. I think it's important halacha. I've seen so many times people are asking shailas about can you be mashlim this Tehillim, can you say Tehillim? Various different shailas have come from these groups. Very interesting. Some of them ask can they do one Tehillim and it'll cover for two groups. Two people have asked them to say Yom Shushi. Can you say Yom Shushi once and it won't? For all different shailas that come out. One thing I have seen is that it does happen on Shabbos. That I know that these groups happen on Shabbos. And I think Yesh Levara either run it by with someone. It's something which Madaf, you have to think about whether moving forward. That's, I think it's an interesting aura. Just Agav, it can be, by the way, you have to be aware of Tefillah Shav as well. Some people, unfortunately, they're davening for results, and it's for extremely nerve-wracking time. No one's debating that. And it's careful how you word the Tefillah. If a person asks Hashem that it shouldn't be, that it should come out, which way around is it? Positive? I can't always forget. Positive, or send the clear, it should be clear or something, whatever it is. Then that could be a Tefillah Shav. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about it earlier in the Chilik Beis. Mishabura Chilik Beis speaks about it. Hariza Tefillah Shav. If you have a whole person comes to town and he hears a lot of noise from the town, then if he davens that it shouldn't be anything, then it's Hariza Tefillah Shav. So you have to know exactly how to word it. That's also something to consider about. And very, very interesting Svara. This is a very interesting thing. I must say, during the yeshiva years, it sometimes played on my mind, Ashtikel, and it played on a few other bochrim in my shir. I remember when I was in the first year of yeshiva, Rabbi Chaim Kaufman was critically ill, and he was nifta, the second zman into his man. And then there were all certain kufas in yeshiva where the olim got together was mischazak. I remember like yesterday, the whole elul zman, every single night we had nishmas at 12 o'clock in the shir room downstairs in yeshiva k'tana. And I remember the talk of Bochrim was that if we daven more, then you'll be saved. And I remember a whole chodesh of this, don't forget, a first year in yeshiva, 15-year-old boy, right, we've been told, but various. It could be they didn't do Shabbos, which, by the way, is a good aura. Shabbos, now we're davening for the war, we're davening for the hostages. It's close to everyone's heart. And it's interesting observation that we do it during the week, and Shabbos not. Be'etzem al pi halacha, Shabbos kebuchel. Some places do on Shabbos, and correctly so. Chaznish said that, b'shasi, the Melchoma in Eretz Yisrael. It could be because the Melchoma is somewhat a bit softer in that sense. It's less sakona than it was in the 6 day. It's very hard to judge these things, but it's an interesting observation that Shabbos we don't say and Chol we do. Interesting al pi halacha, it could be that you can say this because it's got a separate thing. But regarding this nekuda, I remember lots of bochrim which influenced me. They were saying that if we daven and we shtak more, then he'll survive and he'll get through it. And the Maisa, it was after Sukkot, he was nifta. It was Cholamoy Sukkot, whatever it was, I remember the Levi. And it played on my mind. A few years later, I was in a dentist somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and I picked up a sefer and I saw a tshuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach. Beautiful. And he says, B'shas, where unfortunately a person is in a critical condition, a very severe critical condition, he recommends not to make too much of an Esek Harabim, too much Tfilah Harabim, L'tzorech L'choyla. Again, these things are very sensitive things. Don't take me at face value, but it's a thought. It's a thought which I remember like yesterday, and it hit home that when I saw that, why did he say that? He says because it can affect your emunah in tefillah. If a person revs up the tefillah with a shtikla hope, again you're talking about bochrim. Again, you have to know how to deal with this. I can't word it correctly. It's too delicate of a topic to word this precisely. But the idea is out there. And I've seen it in Halicha Shleimer, brought down The idea is out there. When it comes to certain matzovim, to make a whole rash, obviously to say Tehillim, Beina Levinatzmai, there's nothing better. But to make a rash out of it, that can sometimes affect their munah. Sometimes it can dent someone's bitochen. So it's a very delicate topic, very interesting topic. I think the Nakuda, what we want to try to say tonight, is nothing to do with Shabbos. This is a separate topic altogether. I just thought I'd finish off with that. I've gone over time. The idea of Rav Shlomo Zalman is critically ill. Very good. So you're talking about Rav Shlomo Zalman's point was Bismaneinu, that we struggle with Amunah. We struggle with Amunah. Chafetz Chaim already said that Amunah is something that we need to be meschazik nowadays. And imamins, he says it's a mitzvah to say, and imamins, we don't want to jeopardize in any way the Amunah. So that's something to consider. Again, don't take it as a ra'ayra. Every case is extremely sensitive. But the idea is out there that there's a musig of not revving up too much, because that can affect the tefillah. But the nekuda of our shay tonight is when you get to Shabbos, tzorach biu, in which case you can always say the tehillim mudaf mevarez. Go ahead.
So I can say tehillim, yes?
Of course.
Yes.
In